Dublin School was in the ghetto, of course, and everything was done in Irish. And now, myself included, we weren't masters of the Irish. We had a little, but we hadn't enough. And now, don't you forget, we got the stick. And we took a spite to the school then. We didn't want to learn either English or Irish. But the result now that myself and everyone that was in the school left, and they had very poor education. Now, then when we got away from school and started out to the dances and all that, we went into Maroon regular to the dances. The Maroon and Frosters and so on. Oh, we went to the road. Oh, and we went over the mountain at times too. If there were no transport. Now, the transport was very light at the time. No bicycle, and if you hadn't that bicycle in the middle of the road, then we would go to the hill and let it go. The country house dances. That was one thing that was always going on. Well, there'd be a few local musicians, you know, old peddlers. Now, they weren't great, you know, but they're doing the job. They were better than none anyway, at least. And there were certain houses there now. There were nearly dances around every week. There was one character now, dead for years. His name was Jim Tolan. And now, many tonight now they say that he was at a function like that and spent the whole night letting for them dancing and all. But I don't remember that or anything. It was before my time. Now, the older people will be telling the stories. Maybe there will be three or four of the older people here sitting telling stories. One be the way telling it to the other. But we'll be young lads, do you see? And we'll be listening, we'll be scared stiff. We believe this is...